All right, Max Mullen, I'm finding you every week because yeah, you're getting better. I mean, I read on the internet that they should fire you, but you almost got third in the moto last week. Today, you're fifth overall up front. Another good day for you. Really, really doing well lately.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like we've been making some good steps with the bike and the team, and just getting more used to it and getting more in shape, stronger, faster, smarter at the race day, more management, and yeah, today I just qualified P8, which was matched my best qualifying, and then I went out and matched my best finish on the day with a 7.5 for fifth. Even though last weekend I went 6.4 for sixth, which I did better. Yeah, the first start was not very good, but definitely made it work in the second one.
Yeah, I was going to say, this track's hard to pass on. I don't know how much time you have on this place, but it's not easy to get by, guys.
No, not at all. And surprisingly, somehow I went from, like, 16th to 11th on the first lap, which was, like, surprising. I didn't think I'd be able to do that. And then, yeah, once I got into that top 10, it was, like, just sitting behind guys for laps at a time. But, yeah, I picked them off, got up to 7th, and, yeah, got the start in the second moto, which really helped. And then got Seth for 5th, and then just kind of stayed there in my own race. And I feel like that's kind of my spot right now. Like, I can feel like I consistently can be top 5 in that 5th position. But now with these 2 weeks off, is trying to work and try and break into that top 4. Because if you're in those top 4 dudes that finished today, I mean, that's, any of those guys win. You can see how mixed up. Joe went 3-3 for 4th. So, yeah, so it gets mixed up when you're in that top 4. So that's where I'm trying to get to.
And you did well last week and this week again. And two tracks that couldn't be any more different. Soil, passing, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I think that's good. Like, nobody can be like, oh, hey, he's a sand guy. Because your first moto at Southwick was good, you know. Nobody can, you know, two different tracks, two different terrains.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we did the smart decision to come back to Cali and ride some very hard pack.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. So I went to Paula, and I've never seen Paula so worse in my life. It was so dry, so hard pack, but I think it was worth it. And then even hit up Lake Elsinore the next day. So I feel like that definitely gave me an advantage. And, yeah, I've been here past just for some Redis qualifiers being on the West Coast. But, yeah, it's definitely different on race day.
Last week when I talked to you at Millville, you said, hey, I made some bike changes. They worked well, whatever you tested on. Did you leave it for today? Like, was it the stuff that still worked on this type of soil? Or?
No, actually, we did some testing during the week because I knew it was going to be hard packed. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, maybe a little front end lowered for how tight these corners are. Yeah. And definitely a softer shock because it's so hard packed and edgy. So we worked out on that during the week. So we brought it straight to the race bike, and I felt good right off the bat. So we got the testing out of the way with before, so we didn't have to do it on race day.
You might be one of the only riders that doesn't want this week off, these 2 weeks off right now.
Yeah, I'm building good momentum, but maybe if these 2 weeks I can really focus on just getting stronger and getting faster and trying to get to that top four. I know some guys might take this first week off, but I feel like I'm in good shape right now, and today didn't feel too tough for me, so I'm going to try and push hard to get into that top four.
You mentioned you were at Alden's last week before coming back to California. Are you going to be there more full-time? Do you see that in the future?
Yeah, maybe. We've been kind of pretty much full time all year, really.
Yeah, okay.
Just a little bit. We had to be in Cali before Supercross, and then because of the new bike.
Yeah.
But then we were there for during the season, and pretty much been there all season this season. But this week I'll be in Cali for this next week, and then this next Saturday I'll fly back out there to Florida.
Okay. Oh, so I didn't realize. Yeah, so you're more there than I realized, and I thought you were kind of bouncing around a little bit.
No, this is the first week I really bounced around a bit. But yeah, it's nice to also come out in the West, get a fresh restart, kind of, you know, fresh air. It's not humid, it's dry. Yeah, so we'll be back out in Cali for a week, and then, you know, straight back to the Baker's Factory grinding.
We were joking before because I was saying on social that, you know, people were telling me that you should be fired, right? And your road rail the last 2 weeks, and look, we know that you maybe weren't 100% ready to jump in here, and you got a 3-year deal. Everyone's does that shit get to you? Because, I mean, the Supercross was terrible, we all know that. Does that shit get to you? Do you even notice? Does Lone Wolf tell you anything? Or like does any of that bug you?
No, not really. I mean, people are going to talk their shit, so, you know, I don't bother. They're just there because, you know, maybe they just want to take a shot. But, of course, when you're down, they're going to kick you when you're down, and when you're up, you don't hear them. So,
You probably didn't get money off your fourth and then the fifth overall.
All I've heard is good the past 2 weeks. But, yeah, even the 2 weeks before that, I mean, I rode great at Southwick, and I rode good at Redbud. Redbud, I had missed, you know, bad luck going down first lap on both motos. One was getting cleaned out, one getting caught up with Justin Cooper. And then in Southwick, I felt like I was riding how I rode the last 2 weekends. I just didn't have the conditioning. I tried hard in Florida, and I just didn't have it going into the roughest track of the year so far. So, yeah, I just mismanaged that and then had some bad luck. So I had two out of top 10 results, and it's like, oh, who's this guy? You know, kick him out of here. But then now you don't hear nothing.
Right. Now I just wonder what it's like for a kid like you. Like, I mean, I've been in the game for a while, and you're just like, whatever, who cares? But, you know, so stay off your social mentions or DMs or whatever, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Cool, man. Thanks for doing this. Good job. And, yeah, keep it rolling.
Yeah, thank you. Cool.